May we have a word of prayer first?
我哋开始嘅时候，让我哋再一次祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank Thee for this happy occasion.
我哋天上嘅父神，我哋感谢你呢个嘅俾我哋一个快乐嘅时间。
We do thank Thee that it is all because of Thee that we can gather in such manner.
我哋好感谢你，因着你，我哋可以喺同咁样相聚。
We commit this time into Thy loving hand.
我哋将以下嘅时间嚟到交在你爱嘅手中。
And trusting Thee to speak to our hearts.
我哋信靠主，你向我哋嘅心里边说话。
Thou knowest that we are a people who are full of problems.
你知道我哋都系一班嘅人，系满有好多嘅难处嘅。
But Thou art the only solution to all our problems.
但系唯有你自己是我哋全部嘅难处嘅解决。
So once again, we just look off unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
我哋再一次，我哋望住以至于主耶稣。你是我们创始成终的主。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们祷告是奉你宝贝的名。
Amen. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
this occasion reminds me of what happened last time when I was here.
今天的晚上, 就叫我想起我上一次来到当中, 来到大家当中。
I thought it was Sunday.
那时可能是礼拜日。
When the brothers and sisters here have a meal together,
那时候弟兄姊妹一同在这里来吃晚膳。
I saw the children all sitting there quietly.
我就记得很多的孩子们都安静的就坐在那些台那里。
And we have quite a number of people who pray.
我们在那时候有很多的弟兄姊妹都开声祷告。
But these children sat there very patiently.
但这些小朋友呢都很忍耐咁样嚟到坐喺度。
Then after the last prayer for over the food,
最后我就祷告，我就食物祷告之后
，I saw suddenly all the children were around the table where the food was.
突然间我就见到好多嘅孩子们都围着嗰啲摆上食物嘅台嗰度啦。
He gave me such a good impression.
系俾我一个非常之好嘅印象。
I just couldn't forget it.
我真系难以忘记。
Now this time is a informal time of fellowship.
现在这个时候呢不是一个很正式的一个的团契的交通。
It is a time when we can open our hearts to ask questions and then we try to seek the answers.
这个时候呢我们可以打开我们的心来到说问这个问题也都我们可以一同的来到寻求一个答案。
As a matter of fact,
其实
God is the only one who is the answer to all our problems.
唯有神自己是我们一切的难处的解决。
So nobody on earth can answer your questions.
所以没有一个人在这个世上能够回答你的问题。
I do not pretend that I could do it.
我甚至自己都不会说我可以答完你的问题。
All we can do is to help you to search the scripture.
我们可以只可以做的就是我帮助你从圣经里面来到寻找。
And only the Lord himself can be your answer.
唯有主自己才能够成为 你的答案。
You know, oftentimes when we have a question,
你知道很多时候我们有一个发问题的时候，
if it is a real question,
如果是一个真的问题，
it seems that the Spirit of God has already working in your life.
就是说已经神的灵其实已经开始在你身上工作。
And the only best way to get the answer,
唯有那个最好的办法来得着这个答案,
is go to the Lord and inquire of him.
就是去到主那里来到寻求主。
So whenever a real question is asked,
所以一个很实际真的一个的问题你要发问的时候，
Now, I call it real questions.
我说这是一个真的问题。
Because there are many questions that are unreal.
因为很多其他的问题不是真的。
They are just questions in your mind.
只是你脑海里面发的一些问题。
They are not questions in your heart.
不是你心里面一些问题。
It does not affect your life.
不是影响到你的生命的，你的生活的。
But if you have a real question,
但如果你真的有一个真的问题
，and it really concerns your life，
而系真系关乎到你自己嘅生命同生活。
Now it shows that the Holy Spirit is working in your life。
咁就证明你已经圣灵喺你身上开始咗工作嘅。
I remember many years ago，
我记得好多年前
，when an electrician got saved。
一个嘅电器嘅工程师，佢系得救嘅时候。
And he lived in the mountain。
佢系住喺山高上边。
When it was winter，
当系冬天嘅时候。
All the missionaries that used to spend their summer there left and go back to their various locations。
好多嘅宣教士，佢哋喺山上高避暑，冬天嚟嘅时候，佢哋就落山啦。
And that electrician got saved。
呢个嘅电器嘅工程师咧。佢咧就係得拯救啦。
Because our brother Watchman Nee was resting in that mountain。
因為我哋嘅弟兄咧魏卓星，當時候咧喺呢個山上高咧係休息。
And he left a Bible with him。
佢就留低一本聖經俾佢哋。
So when the winter came，
當冬天嚟嘅時候
，as usual he asked his wife to warm up the wine。
佢就照平常一樣嘅習慣。他就叫他的妻子将这个酒来到庆宴。
You know the Chinese, they drink wine differently.
你知道这中国人他们饮酒是不同的。
They usually drink the wine with their food.
他通常是同一起吃饭的时候就饮酒。
So they always warm it first.
所以他们就要是就庆宴的酒先。
So this brother asked his wife to warm up the wine.
那这个就这个弟兄就叫他的妻子来到将啲酒庆热
，and they sat down and began to eat。
佢哋就坐下嚟就开始食饭。
But he said, "Now we are Christians."
佢就讲啦，佢而家我哋系基督徒。
Let's pray first。
我哋已经祷告先。
So he started to pray。
咁佢就开始祷告。
But suddenly he stopped。
突然间佢就停下嚟。
And he asked his wife。
他就问他的太太
，Can a Christian drink？
他就问他太太话，一个基督徒可唔可以饮酒啊
？The wife said, "I do not know."
个太太就我唔知啊。
So she said, "Go and get a book."
咁佢就话你去拿嗰本书嚟。
So she got the Bible out.
咁佢就将嗰本圣经攞过嚟。
And they tried to find in the Bible whether a Christian can drink.
咁佢就想喺圣经里边嚟到揾啊一个基督徒可唔可以饮酒
？Now, fortunately, they didn't find it.
好幸运地咧，佢哋冇揾到嗰圣经嘅。
Because you remember there is a place in the Bible。
你记得嗰度有一节圣经里边咧。
Timothy。
圣经里边咧系保罗。
You have a bad stomach。
保罗系提醒呢个提摩太，佢话你肚里边不舒服。
Drink a little wine。
佢话你饮一点酒系好嘅。
But they couldn't find it。
但佢哋揾唔到嗰处嘅圣经啊。
Because they were new Christians。
因为佢哋新嘅基督徒。
So the wife said, "The wine is getting cold."
咁个妻子就同佢讲，话呢啲酒开始冻啦。
Let's drink it.
我哋饮啦，不如。
And next year when Mr. Nee came up, we will ask.
但系出年嘅时候，当倪弟兄再一次嚟嘅时候，我哋再问佢。
That seems reasonable.
咁佢话都好合理啊。
So he started to pray again.
咁佢又好，我哋后来继续祷告啦。
And he stopped.
又停咗喎。
And he said, "Can a Christian drink?"
他就再问他一个基督徒可不可以饮酒呢
？Of course, the wife didn't know.
太太就唔知道个答案。
Three times.
咁佢咁样重复咗三次。
But he couldn't do it.
都每一次都停下来唔可以
继续。So he told his wife, "Take the wine away."
咁佢叫佢嘅妻子，佢话你将呢啲酒拿开啦。
Next year.
出年呢
？Our brother came to the mountain.
我哋嘅弟兄再一次上山休息嘅时候。
So he asked him.
我哋就去问佢好唔好？一个基督徒可唔可以饮酒
？And Brother Lee said, "Why did you ask such a question?"
咁嗰时候，托星弟兄就问佢哋：点解你问呢个问题咧
？So he said.
咁佢就话
：Because my resident boss didn't allow me to drink.
因为喺住喺我里边嗰个老板唔准我饮酒啊。
He didn't know the name of Holy Spirit.
佢甚至嗰时候都唔认识呢个嘅名字，名称系圣灵。
Term Comforter.
这个的名词或者讲到一个劝慰诗。
So he just said, "My resident boss didn't allow me to do it."
他只是说我里面那个住在里面的老板不准我做。
Well, that is what it is.
那就是这样的 原因其实是这样。
Now tonight, I got only one question.
今晚上我只有一个问题。
And that is a good question.
这是一个好的问题。
My brother will read it first.
弟兄就会读出来。 这是用英文写的。 Is it God's will to be married to a non-believer? 如果跟一个未信主的人结婚, 这是不是神的旨意?
Now that's a real question.
这是一个很真的问题。
You know, many years ago,
很多年前,
when Charles Spurgeon was still living,
史布珍还是在生的时候,
I don't know if you heard of Charles Spurgeon.
你有没有听过查理史布珍?
He was one of the greatest preachers in England.
是在英国的地方, 他是一个很伟大的一个传道人。
And once a young sister came to him.
有一次有一个年轻的姊妹就来到他那里。
And asked him the same question.
又问他同一个问题。
Because she was going to be married to a man who wasn't a believer.
因为他就快是从一个未信主的人结婚。
She said, I feel I could marry him.
他说我感觉到我可以跟他结婚。
Because I could help him to believe in the Lord Jesus.
因为我可以帮他来信耶稣。
So, Mr. Spurgeon,
这个史布珍这个弟兄就说,
he put a table there.
他就摆一张桌在那里。
And say, you climb on the table.
你沉上这个台上高。
And so
the girl, she
climbed to the table.
所以这个女子就, 踏上这个台上高。
And then she raised his hand.
这个史泽兄呢, 他就将手拿了,
lay hold of the lady's head.
他就将这个女子的手拿住了。
Now let's pull each other.
他说, 现在我们大家好像来到斗力好不好啊?
Whether you can pull me to the table,
你, 抑或你能够将我拉上台上高,
or I will pull you down from the table.
或者我将你来到, 从台那里来到拉下来,
let's pull.
我们一起来到拉了。
And do you know what is the result?
那你知道结果是怎样呢?
Of course the girl was pulled down from the table.
当然了,这个女子就被拉了下地,从台下地了。
So that is his answer to that girl.
这个就是他对这个女子的答案。
Let me tell you another story.
让我讲另一个故事给大家。
When Brother Watchman Nee got saved,
当倪托星弟兄是得救的时候,
he was saved when he was 19.
他是19岁的时候就得救。
And the Lord began to touch his heart.
那我们的主就将是摸他的心了。And
he became very zealous for the Lord.
他是一个很热心的主。
Usually during the vacations,
当放假的时候呢, 通常,
he and fellow students would go to the village to preach the gospel.
他们就会下到乡村那里来传福音。
Now he grew up with a girl.
他在那里长大的时候是一路认识一个女子。
These two families were very close.
这两家庭其实都是很近的。
And so from the childhood, she grew up with another girl.
所以从年幼的时候呢, 他就从另一个女子从长大。
And they really love each other.
他们彼此都好, 彼此相爱。
So they have a consent to each other.
所以他们就有一个大家同意。
When they grew up, they will be married.
当他们长大的时候,他们就会结婚。
Now fortunately, Brother Nee was saved.
但是很幸运的时候,就是倪托星弟兄已经得救了。
Now of course, he thought of this girl.
所以他想到这个女子。
So he tried to convert that girl to Christ.
所以他就尝试呢,传福音给这个女子,叫她来信耶稣。
But that girl was willing to talk with him on any subject.
但这个女子从来跟她讲话,任何的题目都可以讲。
But not on Christ.
但就不可以讲基督。
She refused to listen.
她不想听。
And that became a real problem to our brother.
所以这个成为弟兄一个很大的难处。
And one day he was going to preach.
有一天他要去传道了。
And it happened that he felt he should preach on one verse.
他就感觉到呢, 他要传一节的经文。
That is Psalm 73 verse 25.
就是诗篇73篇第五节。
Whom do I have in heaven?
25节。
Whom do I have in heaven? And whom do I desire except you?
73:25. 除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？ 除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Well, he felt honestly that he could say the first part.
他很诚实地说，他说我可以来承认这一节的上一句。
Whom do I have in heaven?
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？
I am no one but God.
我在天上我没有其他人，只有神一。
He could honestly say that.
他很可以诚实地说。
But whom do I desire except you?
他说我在那里除你之外还有什么爱慕呢？
He knew he couldn't say that.
他知道他不能够这样说了。
Because except Christ, there is his lover.
因为除了神基督之外，还有他的爱人。
But anyway, he went to preach.
他又去讲道了。
But he didn't feel good.
但他里面心觉不安了。
Because the Holy Spirit is probing him.
因为圣灵在他里面就在问他了。
Now how about that girl?
问他那个女子怎么样呢？
So he tried to argue with God.
他在尝试跟神辩论。
You know, our God never argues.
你知道我们的神从来不辩论的。
And he promised God.
他就应许神。
If you allow me to marry that girl,
如果你容许我跟那个女子结婚的话,
I'm willing to go anywhere you send me.
你无论送我去哪里，我都愿意去的。
But God will not argue with you.
但神没有跟他在辩驳。
So one day he was in his room praying.
有一天，他就在他的房子祷告的时候。
And that same verse came to him.
这一章的圣经这一节就临到他。
Whom do I have in heaven?
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？
Whom do I desire except you on earth?
除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
And he just struggled in prayer.
他在祷告的时候，他就发觉很大的难处，有挣扎。
And finally, the love of God constrains him.
但是最后的时候，神的爱呢，就在那里来到激励他。
So he broke down before God.
他在神的面前，他就在那里来到哭泣。
And said, Lord, if this is your will,
他说，主，如果这是你的旨意,
I'm willing to give her up.
我就愿意将他都放弃了。
And when he said that,
当他说的时候,
his heart was full of peace.
他的心里面就满有平安。
So he changed his clothes.
他就换衣服了。
Put on a more common old clothes.
他就将他的旧的衣服穿上。
And he used gospel posters.
他就用他来做一些的,
he went to the city and posted them.
他就将他们一些的画布在城市那里来到钉出来。
That was his farewell to his girl.
他就在那里跟他的女子来告别。
And actually, he wrote a song.
在那时候，他就写了一首诗歌。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
especially young brothers or young sisters,
特别年轻的弟兄和姊妹,
I know this is a real problem to you.
我知道这是你里面一个真的问题。
And it, you may be struggling over this matter.
或者你心里面起了这个挣扎。
If you really want to know what is God's will,
如果你真的想知道神的旨意的话,
then will you please read 2 Corinthians.
请你打开哥林多后书,
Chapter 6.
第六章。 哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
Let's read from verse 14 to 18.
我们由第14节到第18节。
Be not diversely yoked with unbelievers, for what participation is there between righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship of light with darkness?
第14节，你们和不信的原不相配，不要同父一轭，义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相冲呢？
And what consent of Christ with Belial, or what part for a believer along with an unbeliever?
基督和比列有什么相和呢？信主和不信主的有什么相干呢？
And what agreement of God's temple with idols? For ye are the living God's temple. According as God has said, I will dwell among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be to me a people.
十六节，神的殿和偶像有什么相从呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要住在他们中间，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要作他们的神，他们要作我的子民。
Wherefore come out from the midst of them and be separated, said the Lord, and touch not what is unclean, and I will receive you.
又说你们没要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。
And I will be to you for a father, and you shall be to me for sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty.
我要作你们的父，你们要作我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。
I think it is very clear so far as the principle is concerned.
我想这个原则来讲是很清楚的。
The principle is, do not yoke together with unbelievers.
那个原则就是说，你们和不信的原不相配，不能同父一轭。
Because marriage is a yoking together.
因为婚姻是大家一同的同父一轭。
Formerly, you are alone.
以前你是一个人单独。
But now you are yoked together with the other party.
现在你是和另一个人一同的父一轭。
Formerly, you live your own life.
以前你自己是一个人生活。
Now you share your life with another one.
现在你和另一个人来到分享你的生活。
Now how can you be yoked together and fulfill God's purpose in your life?
那你怎样能够同一个人来到一同同父一轭，而是去将神的旨意来到成全？
Because
因为
God's purpose is that we be yoked to Him.
因为神的旨意乃是叫我们同他同父一轭。
So if we are to be yoked with an unbeliever,
如果我们同一个未信的人来到同父一轭的话，
Now how can you plow the field of God?
你怎样来到耕种神的田地呢？
Because you are a believer.
因为你是一个信主的。
So that is what he said, what participation is there?Between righteousness and lawlessness.
这里讲到是义和不义是有什么相交呢？
You are supposed to be righteous.
你是一个正义的，是一个义的。
Because the Bible said, He who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God.
因为圣经讲到那个无罪不知罪的，为着我们成为罪，以致叫我们能够得着神的义。
But an unbeliever in the eyes of God is lawlessness.
因为在神的眼中，一个未信的人，他是无律法的。
Because they live against the law of God.
因为他们活着是反对抗拒神的律。
So the Bible says there is no participation between these two.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，那里是大家不能够有相交相通的。
You want to go the way of righteousness.
你想走到义的路。
And the other party, he or she will want the way of his own.
另一个对方，他可能他就要走他自己的路。
And his own way is,
他自己的路就是
do the way of sin and of death.
但是这个死亡的路和罪的路。
So there can be no participation.
所以在那里不能够大家有相通相和。
And it is the same thing. He said, is there any fellowship of light with darkness?
而且一样光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
When the light comes,
当光来到的时候，
darkness flee away.
那黑暗就逃走了。
There is no participation.
在那里是大家没相通的。
And that is between a believer and an unbeliever.
讲到个情况一样，一个信主同未信主嘅关系。
And he said, what consent of Christ with Belial?
佢基督同埋比列，即系啊，嗰度佢哋撒旦有什么相和呢
？We believe in Christ.
我哋相信基督。
But the unbelievers belong to the evil one.
因为未信主嘅人，佢哋系属于嗰个嘅恶者。
So there is no consent, no agreement there.
喺度，大家系冇同意嘅，大家唔可以和嘅。
And what part for a believer with an unbeliever？
佢话嗰度信主同埋不信主嘅有什么相干呢
？And what agreement of God's temple with idols？
个神嘅殿同埋偶像有什么相同呢
？Because we are the temple of God。
我哋系神嘅殿。
And they are the temple of the idols。
佢哋系偶像嘅殿。
So。There is no agreement there.
所以喺嗰度大家系冇同意噶，冇相同嘅。
Because God said, "I will dwell among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they be my people."
至此嗰个神话，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要作他们的神，他们要作我的子民。
Now, because of this, we have to come out.From the midst of them and be separated.
因此，我哋就要从佢哋中间出嚟，分出嚟啦。
And touch not what is unclean.
啊，不要沾不洁净的物。
Now, this is God's will for us.
呢个就系神嘅旨意对我哋。
And if we will do it,
若我哋嚟到遵行
，Now what will happen?
咁有咩事情会发生咧
？And the Lord said,
主就咁样讲。
I will receive you, and I will be to you for a father, and ye shall be to me for sons and daughters, said the God, Lord Almighty.
第八节，我要作你们的父，你们要作我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。
In other words, you find there is promise there.
换句话讲，呢度神一个应许。
If we are willing to sacrifice something for Him.
若我哋嚟到愿意嚟到为着主嚟到献上牺牲一啲
，God will repay us with something so much better。
神就会将另一啲更好嘅嚟到俾过我哋。
I know it is hard。
我知道啊，系好难。
Especially when our affection, emotion are so deeply involved。
特别当我哋开始咗个好深嘅感情之后
，But if we are willing。To follow the Lord.
但你若愿意跟随主嘅话
，If we are willing to deny ourselves，
若我哋愿意系舍己嘅话
，It is a loss，
系一个嘅损失。
But we are more than repaid。
但系将嗰个嘅回报系更多嘅。
Because God said, "I will be your father."
因为神说我要成为作你们嘅父。
And you will be my sons and daughters.
你们要作我的儿女。
I think this is the only place where you'll find God said you are my sons and daughters.
这里唯一的圣经里面只是唯一处是讲到你们要作我的儿女。
Now, what can be better than that?
那究竟比作神的儿女有什么比这个更宝贵呢
?So this is what the scripture shows us.
在圣经里面就这样教导我们。
If you have this problem,
如果你有这个问题呢
,go to him,
你去到主那里
,pray to him,
你向他祷告
,and ask him to strengthen you,
你求他来到加你力量
,that you are able to follow the Lord instead of follow yourself.
你来到跟随主以致你不要跟随你自己
,and if you do that,
如果你这样做的时候
,you will discover what a father you have.
你就会发现到你有何等一位嘅父。
He will take care of you all your life.
佢一路一生嘅咁样嚟到照顾你。
So this is the answer from the scripture.
所以呢个就系圣经里边俾呢个问题嘅答案。
And again I say,
再一次我哋要讲
，It cannot be solved by reasoning.
你唔可以用理智嘅理论嚟到找尋一個答案。
It can only be solved by the mercy of God.
只有唯有神嘅怜悯就可以解决呢呢个嘅问题。
And not only in this matter of marriage，
唔单止系婚姻嘅问题。
In every problem，
每一样嘅问题
，it has to be solved that way。
每一样嘅问题，你要找寻嘅答案都要咁样嚟到做。
It must be according to the scripture，
一定要按着神嘅话。
It must be according to the leading of the Holy Spirit，
一定要靠着圣灵嘅引导。
If you are doing that，
如果你咁样嘅话
，there will be peace and joy。
在你里面就会有平安和喜乐。
So, that is the only help.
这个就是我唯一给你的一些帮助。
Is there any objection?
有没有人反对呢?
We still have a little time, and if anybody wants to share, do so.
我仍有一些时间剩下来，如果有人当中是要有交通的话，请你都可以来到补偿。
That we may encourage one another.
我哋彼此来到激励。
Well, we may have the time for another question.
或者我哋有时间，你可以发另一种嘅问题。
If there is something that's really bothering you, and you'd like to understand, you can raise the question.
如果一啲嘢喺你心里边实在系时常嘅，啊，叫你里边系有觉得有难处，你喺呢个时候。
Well, thank God, nobody has any problem.
我哋感谢神，冇我哋当中冇人有再有第啲嘅难处啦。
That would be very good.
真系好。
You know, I often feel that problem is opportunity.
我知道嘛，我时常觉得难处系我哋嘅机会。
If you solve it in the right way, it is a blessing.
如果你是按照一个正当的方法来去解决它，这个是一个祝福来的。
If you solve it wrongly, then it will be a curse.
如果你是用不正当的方法去处理，就成为了你一个的咒诅。
You know, in the early church, they have problems.
你知道在早期教会的时候，他们有这个难处。
As long as we are human beings, we have problems.
我哋总系又系人嘅话，都有难处。
It depends on how you solve this problem。
系好在乎你点样去解决呢个难处。
Now in the early church, they had problems just like we have today。
喺早期教会嘅时候，佢哋有难处，好似我哋今日有难处一样。
You find that when they gather together，
你睇到佢哋当佢哋聚会嘅时候
，for a while there will be murmuring。
开始咁一阵咧，佢哋就嗰度有怨言嘅。
Because the widows of the Hellenistic Jews were neglected。
因为嗰度希利尼嘅妇女，佢哋系喺膳食上系冇人留意佢哋。
You know there are two kinds of Jews at that time。
你知道当时有两种嘅犹太人。
One kind of Jews called Hebrew Jews。
有一種嘅猶太人，佢哋係希伯來嘅猶太人。
And another kind of Jews called Hellenistic Jews。
另一種嘅猶太人，佢哋係Hellenistic 係希臘嘅猶太人。
Now Hebrew Jews were Jews living in the Promised Land。
啊，呢個猶太嘅呢個嘅希伯來嘅猶太人，佢哋就住喺呢個應許嘅地方。
But Hellenistic Jews are Jews in dispersion that is scattered。In Gentile cities.
但是这些希列的这个犹太人呢，他们就是散布在外邦的地方。
But thank God, on the day of Pentecost,
我们很感谢神，在圣灵降临的时候，
many Hellenistic Jews came to Jerusalem.
有很多的希列的这犹太人就来到耶路撒冷。
Because of the feast.
因为那里是有一个的节期。
So on the day of Pentecost, you find when the Holy Spirit came,
当圣灵降临的时候，这五旬节的时候，圣灵降临。
The 120 believers in that upper room,
在那个楼上的房子里，那里有120个人。
They were baptized by the Holy Spirit into one body.
他们因着从一个圣灵被浸成为一个的身体。
Formerly, they were 120 individual Christians.
以前呢，他们是120个个别独自的基督徒。
They gathered together as a congregation.
他们在一起集合的时候,
but not one body.
不是一个身体,
there are still 120 individuals.
仍然在那里有120个单独的人,
when they came together,
当他们一同聚集的时候,
they became a congregation.
他们成为一个会众,
but when they were not gathered together,
但是他们散开的时候,
they were just individuals.
他们成为个别的人,
but on the day of Pentecost,
但是在五旬节那天,
that is what Pentecost really means. You know, when we think of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came,
当圣灵降临了,
what impressed you most?
是对你来讲, 是什么给你深的印象呢?
Sound and sight.
是不是那个声音和你所见到的东西?
Because you heard a loud, hard breathing.
因为你听到的是一个很大声的和很深的一个呼气。
It is the breathing of God.
那是神的呼气。
And it filled the room.
这个呼气将整个房子充满着。
Then you see tongues like fire fell down upon each of the 120.
你又看到好像有 这个火焰好像利这样,圣灵这样降临到这120个人。
So we are attracted by the sound and the sight.
我们是被这些声音和眼见的来吸引着。
And even today when people seek for the Holy Spirit, they look for sound and sight.
直至今天人要寻求圣灵的时候,充满都是寻求这些声音和眼见的。
But this is not the real meaning of Pentecost.
但这个不是真的
The real meaning of Pentecost you will find in 1 Corinthians chapter
12.
Because the epistles explain the experience.
因为这个书信呢,
in 1 Corinthians chapter
12,
and then you read this.
你来读读,
Verse
13.
For also in the power of one Spirit, we have all been baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether bondmen or freemen, and have all been given to drink of one Spirit.
第十三节,我们不拘是犹太人,是希利利人,是为奴的,是自主的,都从一位圣灵受洗, 成了一个身体,
so what is the meaning of the baptism in the Holy Spirit?
究竟在圣灵里面受洗这个意思是什么呢?
The meaning of the baptism in the Holy Spirit is when the Holy Spirit came, He baptized us into one body.
圣灵的受洗, 当圣灵来到的时候,
Now there is a big difference here. A congregation of 120 members is greatly different from a body with 120 members.
一个会众有120人,和一个身体有120人是分别很大。
Because a congregation of 120 can be separated.
因为一个会众有120人,他们可以分开的。
But a body with 120 members cannot be separated.
但是一个身体有120个肢体,就不能够分开的。
So that's why the baptism with the Holy Spirit means.
这个就是圣灵的受洗,受浸的意思了。
Christians, they are being baptized into one body.
基督徒他们都是同浸在圣灵里面成为一个身体。
So we are no longer just a congregation.
所以我们不是只是一个会众。
When we are not meeting, we live our, each our own life.
当我们不聚会的时候, 我们个别自己的生活。
We are the body of Christ.
我们是基督的身体。
We are members one of another.
我们被大家彼此作肢体。
So whether we gather or whether we are not gathering, we are still one.
无论我们集合在一起聚集,因为不是一同聚集, 我们都是一。
That's the beauty of the church.
这个就是教会 嗰个嘅美丽嘅地方。
So we are being baptized into one body.
所以就我从受一个心灵嘅浸浸为一个嘅身体。
From the first century until now.
从一世纪直至现在。
And maybe we do not know how soon our Lord will return.
或者我哋都唔知道。主几时会再翻嚟嘅
？So whenever people got saved all over the world，
无论喺全个世界里边人得救嘅时候
，we have been baptized by the Holy Spirit into one body。
我哋都同受一位嘅圣灵系受洗，成为一个身体。
We are members one of another。
我哋大家彼此作肢体。
Nothing can separate us from Christ。
再冇别嘅嘢可以从将我哋从基督嗰度系分离。
He is the head。
佢系头
，We are the body.
我哋系身体。
As members of one another，
我哋从彼此嚟到，我哋彼此作肢体。
We are supposed to help one another。
我哋应该系彼此嘅相助。
To love one another，
系彼此嘅相爱。
To encourage one another，
系彼此嘅激励。
And to grow up into Christ together，
我哋向着基督，我哋一同嘅生长长大。
Now that is what the church really is。
呢个应该教会就系咁样嘅。
And that is what Pentecost really is。
呢个就系五旬节嘅真正嘅意义。
Now what is the church？
教会系咩咧？而家问一问。
If you read the verse before it。
如果你读呢一节经文之前嗰一节
，12，
第十二节
，12，12，12。For even as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of the body being many are one body, so also. Now, what does your Bible say？
嗱，你咁样读啦吓，就如身子是一个，佢有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多。仍是一个身体，咁之后你嘅圣经系点样讲咧
？Is it say so also is the church？
嗰度系咪讲话教会也是一样咧
？That seems to be the right interpretation。
啊，如果要好似按人嘅正嗱咁样思想合理嘅咧，应该系咁样嚟到解释到。
Because the body is one but has many members。
因为身子是一个，佢有许多肢体。
Many members, but one body.
肢体好多啦，但系一个身体。
So what is it?
咁系点咧
？Now it is the church.
咁就系好教会都系一样系咁啦。
But strangely,
但系好奇怪嘅地方。
The Holy Spirit says, "So also is the Christ."
但系圣灵就讲，佢话基督也是这样，这样。
It is Christ.
系基督。
It is the Christ.
是那个位的基督。
Now what does it mean?
究竟什么意思呢?
It means that,
这个意思就是,
even though outwardly we have all these different members,
好像外面来讲我们有不同的肢体,
but actually what is really made of the church is the Christ in you and the Christ in me.
但系其实系到将教会组成嘅系乜嘢咧？就系基督喺你嘅里边，同埋基督喺我嘅里边。
So the head is Christ, the body is also Christ.
所以嗰个头系基督，个身体就系基督。
Now let me use a formula.
啊，让我哋就好似有一个嘅工程式。
You know, one time I was sharing with Brother Sparks.
有一次我同这个史伯克弟兄交通的时候
，And Brother Sparks didn't like formula。
史伯克弟兄唔中意工程式嘅
，Because he felt formula is dead letters。
佢话因为方程式咧系死嘅字句。
But in order to help the people，
但系因为我想帮助嗰度嘅弟兄姊妹
，I felt I have to use the formula。
咁我觉得我系要用一用一个嘅。
So I asked Brother Sparks to excuse me。
我问一问我对不住。
I'm going to use a formula.
我要用一个嘅方程式。
I asked the people, what is the church?
我就问嗰时候坐喺度嘅弟兄姊妹，我话教会系咩嘢咧
？I say suppose.
我或者如果咁讲。
In the whole world, there are only three Christians.
如果呢个整个世界只有三个基督徒。
And they are the best.
你三个都系最好噶。
Maybe Peter.John and James.
或者是彼得、约翰和雅各。
And they were the only Christians in the world.
他们只是全世界只有他们三个基督徒。
Now, of course, John plus James and plus Peter, that is the church.
那你就说,一定,如果是约翰和雅各和彼得加在一起就是教会。
So ask people, is that formula correct?
我就问弟兄姊妹,这个工程式对吗?
Now, how do you think?
你觉得怎样呢?
I'm afraid we are too clever.
我想我们或者太聪明了。
We will not say yes or no.
我们不会说对或不对。
Because we are afraid to be wrong.
因为我们很怕错。
And lose our faith.
我们就失恋了。
Now suppose the church is composed of these three men.
若果教会只是 是从这三个人组成的话,
do you know what the church will be?
你又知不知道教会会变成什么呢?
They will be fighting against each other.
那里就会大家彼此的相争的,
because Peter always wants to be the head.
因为彼得事实上是行头的,
but John and James are not far behind.
但是约翰和雅各呢, 他们都不会事实上是最后的。
You remember when our Lord was going to Jerusalem?
你记得我们的主上耶路撒冷的时候,
they got their mother out.
他们就叫她的妈妈来了。
Because the mother was our Jesus' aunt.
因为这个妈妈呢, 就是耶稣的一个auntie, 一个亲戚。
And the word of her dad has weight.
这个亲戚呢,他讲的话呢,就会有分量的。
So the mother came with his two boys.
这个妈妈就来跟他两个的儿子。
And said, Lord,
主,
I want to have a request.
我要从你有个要求。
Promise me that you will give it to me.
你答应我,你要给我的。
Here is a blank check.
这里你给一张空的支票给我。
You sign it.
我给你的时候,你就签个名了。
Now, I wonder why she did that.
我其实不知道为什么她要做的意思是什么。
Maybe she didn't feel very peaceful.
或者她里面觉得不是很平安。
But our Lord Jesus never signed a blank check.
但我们主从来不会签一个空头支票。
So Lord said, what do you want?
主就问,你要什么?
So she said, let my two boys sit on your right and left of your throne.
他让我两个儿子,一个坐在你宝座的右边,一个在你的左边。
You are going to Jerusalem to be crowned.
你去耶路撒冷是受一个加冠冕的。
Let my two boys sit at your right and left.
让我两个儿子,一个右边,一个左边坐。
You know the Bible says when the other 10 disciples heard about it, they were indignant.
你知道吗? 圣经里面讲到那十个门徒其他听到的时候,他非常愤怒。
Because they all wanted the same place.
因为他个个都想坐那个位。
Now you outmaneuver us.
你比我们还是优先呢?
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
if these three best Christians be the church,
如果这三个最好的基督徒成为教会的时候,
the church was split into two.
教会就会分裂成两段。
The two brothers of Zebedee against Peter.
两个西比泰的儿子就会和彼得来相争了。
That is not the church.
这个不是教会。
All right.
那你说?
Let increase the formula.
那你加这个工程式里面加多一点分子来。
What is the church?
教会是什么呢?
Christ in Peter.
是基督在彼得的里面,
plus Christ in James.
加上基督在雅各的里面,
plus Christ in John.
加上基督在约翰的里面,
ego church.
教会, 等于教会。
Now, is it the right formula?
那你说这个是不是一个正确的方程式呢?
When I say that, quite a few people knock their heads.
当我说的时候,很多人就点头,赞同。
I say no.
但我说不是。
Now why?
为什么呢?
Because even though you have Christ in John, in Peter, in James,
虽然你有基督在约翰、在雅各、在彼得,
but Peter, John and James are still there.
但是彼得、雅各、约翰还在那里。
There is no problem with Christ.
基督来讲就一些问题都没有。
Is Christ divided?
基督唔会分裂嘅。
But there are lots of problems with Peter, John, and James.
但系喺彼得同埋雅各、约翰嗰度就好多嘅问题。
So that's not the church.
呢个唔系个教会。
Now what is the church?
咁教会系咩咧
？I said.
我就话
，The Christ in Peter minus Peter.
系基督喺彼得里边减去彼得。
Plus the Christ in John minus John.
加埋啊，基督喺约翰里边减咗约翰。
And plus Christ in James minus John.
系加埋
minus James.
加埋基督喺雅各里边亦都除掉雅各。
Equal to the church.
系等于教会。
The Christ.
系基督。
So this is what the church is.
呢个就系教会啦。
So whenever.We ourselves come forth.
当几时我哋自己嚟到突出嚟嘅时候
，then we step upon each other.
咁我哋就彼此嘅践踏
，and we will have problems.
啊，我哋就会有好多嘅难处。
But if every one of us are willing to take up our cross and follow the Lord,
但若我哋每一个人我哋嚟愿意背上十字架去跟随主嘅话
，then there will be no problem.
咁就冇难处啦。
Because it's Christ.
因为只有基督。
Christ is all in all.
基督在一切也一切之内。
So thank God.
我哋感谢我哋嘅神。
We are not afraid of problems.
我哋唔怕难处啊。
Problems are caused by man.
因为难处系人做出嚟嘅。
But all problems can be solved by Christ.
但每一样难处都可以用基督嚟到解决。
So take courage.
但系彼此我哋得着激励。
And continue one another.
我哋得着勇气，我哋继续嘅一同一齐。
Because The Holy Spirit is using these things to discipline us.
因为圣灵系用得着呢啲嘅事嚟到管教我哋。
That we may grow in Christ.
以致我哋喺基督里边嚟到长大。
So may the Lord help us.
所以求主帮助我哋。
I think our time is up.
啊，相信时间已经够啦。